This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. Census Bureau is kicking off a nationwide drive with the goal of hiring 500,000 workers into part-time, but in many cases flexible jobs. It'll pay between $12.50 and $30 an hour. Marketplace's Erica Barra says more on trying to attract people in the tightest labor market in 50 years.
10 years ago, it was the height of the Great Recession, and Brian Witt was feeling it. He'd spent decades in automotive leather manufacturing in Milwaukee, but he hadn't worked in over a year.
There are many people in my neighborhood that were in the same boat as me. We were out of work, just struggling to find something, anything.
When he heard the U.S. Census was hiring, he applied. Lots of people did.
People who were fresh out of high school to people who had 30, 40 years of work experience.
He was one of nearly 900,000 people the census hired 10 years ago. Economist Heidi Shearholtz, who used to work at the U.S. Department of Labor, says hiring for the last census,
it was maybe the only silver lining to the Great Recession.
Unemployment then was nearly 10%. Today, it's at a record low, 3.5%. But even so, Shearholtz says wage growth isn't strong, and that could help census recruitment.
And we see people doing things like picking up Uber jobs and Lyft jobs and other sorts of gig work so they can make ends meet. Many of these census jobs can fit into people's lives in the same way.
Even in a tight labor market, there are still a lot of workers out there. People who are just now trickling back into the workforce, says Harry Holzer, a professor of economics at Georgetown University. But they may not be the same pool of applicants the census had back in 2010.
And they might have to settle for people without quite the level of credentials that they found a decade ago.
The census won't be able to hire Brian Witt again. He's working part-time at IKEA. His pay is higher than it was at the census, and he gets health benefits. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.